The memory of a place you've never been. The chant of a choir you've never heard. Paths that are far from what they seem. The energy of a second.
Great news, sports fans. There's a new paper coming out today that's devoted to sport, the whole of sport, and nothing but sport. It offers 12 pages of in-depth report and analysis from some of the brightest sports journalists around. The new 12-page Sports Daily, only with The Times. Feed your mind.
Among your most recent letters received was one telling me to forget the medals and keep my head down. Sorry to disobey, but I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear that I've been awarded the Military Cross. Your youngest son has not proved a disgrace to you.
The Kris ceremonial sword is an integral part of Indonesian life and is said to hold supernatural powers. An Indonesian legend tells of a young man who built a temple here in Prambanan to win the heart of the woman he loved.
Barstow's unmissable up to half price sale is now on. Get expert advice, free design and expert fitting, plus an extra 10% off in-store and online. Hurry, ends Sunday.
But it's good to know that you can still have a smashing time in the comfort of your own home. Ah, music to one's ears. Burnout 2, the smashing new driving game for PlayStation 2 from Acclaim. Go play with the traffic.
It's not just in the Bekaa Valley that children can't get a place in school. In Lebanon's capital, Beirut, BMS World Mission worker Louise Brown manages LSP, the Learning Support Project. Louise works with Syrian children who have missed so much primary education that some of them don't even know how to hold a pencil.
NCR technology processes and analyzes over 100 billion transactions a year, enabling businesses to treat each customer as if they were their only customer.
30 years in the making. The new Golf.
In 1895, three visionary individuals foresaw the increasing threat that growing industrialization and urbanization would bring to bear on the countryside and ancient buildings. Octavia Hill was a social worker known also for her pioneering work in housing reform. Sir Robert Hunter, a solicitor whose special concern was for the open countryside in Surrey. And Canon Hardwick Rawnsley, a parson who lived in and loved the Lake District. Together they set up the National Trust.